Fox's Brett Baer, host of Special Report, kind enough to join me for a couple minutes this morning. This is Bill Wills. Brett, thanks for your time. Good morning.
Hey, Bill, good morning. I'm sorry about your Browns, but it was fun season to watch.
I tell you what, they had a heck of a run, and we can't wait till next season, you know?
Yeah, looks good. I mean, the team looks good.
I got a couple things. I want to get to a special event you're going to host February 13th. But before that, I have enjoyed your books, the three-day history. You've written about so many things, including Ike transferring it over to JFK. Tell me you're sketching out a book over the events of the last couple of weeks. Pick 3 days, Brett. Come on.
That's right. I tell you, I should. I am actually writing a book, and it comes out later on this year. And I'm incorporating the events of the last few weeks as the intro and kind of close of the book. It's actually about Grant, Ulysses S. Grant, and Reconstruction. So it actually harkens back to 1876, where there was a major question about the election and Grant holding the country together. So it just so happened that it all kind of fit together. I didn't have anything to do with it, but it's going to be part of a book.
Well, Ohio, the birthplace of presidents, will take credit for Grant as well.
That's right.
Okay, event February 13th. Let's talk about this first, and let's talk about this event tomorrow. You have a connection with the hospital system in Children's. Tell me about this.
Yes, my son Paul has had 4 open heart surgeries and 10 angioplasties since he was born over his 13 years of life, just most recently 7 weeks ago. And the great people there, doctors and nurses, saved his life many times. And so I feel this want and need to help them out and raise money. So we do an event every year in Naples, Florida, where I get some of the colleagues of mine and go down, and we have a panel in front of this big ballroom of folks, and we raise money. We've done well for the past 4 years, but this year, because of COVID, it will be virtual. And now everybody across the nation can take part. It's called AllStarPanelEvent.com, AllStarPanelEvent.com. And it's Brian Kilmeade, Charles Payne, Emily Campagno, Shannon Bream, and me. We'll do a panel, talk about the current state of politics in Washington and what the country looks like. We'll take questions from panelists, from people who sign on. And then we have this, we'll have special guests and performances throughout this program, people you'll recognize. And then we have this auction that you'll be able to get stuff that you've never, you know, seen anyplace in an auction, like a Zoom call with Greg Gutfeld, or Jim Nance will do your voicemail on your phone. You know, cool stuff like that. You know, hello, friends.
Hello, friends.
You know, it'll raise money, every dollar going to Children's National. And you can go to that website, allstarpanelevent.com. You could just donate it if you feel compelled. But it'll be a lot of fun on February 13th.
Allstarpanelevent.com. I'm looking at it right now. Thoughts, prayers continue for your son, of course. And just thank
you.
He's
doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, as father to father that has had some health issues with kids, I don't... you know, we all have a different level, don't get me wrong, but thank you for returning the favor, if you will, to what they've done at the hospital. That's tremendous.
You know, everybody has something, Bill,
yeah.
And this is our something, so this is how we're turning it around.
Let me get you out of here on Special Report. You have to stop at some point on angles for the inauguration. What are you thinking about for tonight as you get ready for tomorrow?
Well, one is it's so unique. It's, you know, it's the city here, D.C., is in complete lockdown. There's 26,000 troops. It looks, you know, there's a wall every few feet here. So that's one thing, is the image. But, you know, my late friend Charles Krauthammer, I think if he were here, would focus on the event, the transfer of power at 12 noon, and the first principles that the founding fathers were trying to go for. And I think in that, like going back to the beginning, we can find some level of unity, because it's a divided country, but we're a resilient country. And I think going back to the Constitution is where we need to focus, both, you know, or no matter where your ideology is. That's really what tomorrow's about.
Well said. Executive Editor, Special Report. I know it's a part of our day. Evenings, watch it on Fox, of course, and check out the event, allstarpanelevent.com, with that great fundraiser on February 13th. Brett, continued success. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care, buddy. Fox's Brett.